my daughter, I'm going to find a way to think about my daughter and be in the vortex. And I don't think it's going to be much of a struggle for me to do it all. It feels like it's going to come easily. Now my reasons are clear to me. I'm understanding the process as I know what to do. I'm more keenly aware of my own emotions. She's not responsible for the way I feel. I am. Mm-hmm. I can tune myself into this. And once I've got this figured out and mastered, and from the way it feels, it's not going to be a very hard thing to do, then I can start talking to my daughter about getting in the vortex.
Wow. So good. Thank you for your loving words.
All right. Now let's do the Rampage of Appreciation.
Okay.
Because that was a book of positive aspects.
Yes.
Now let's move on to the next one. Might as well stay in here as long as we can,
okay.
Yes?
Okay.
So,
I'm here for Saturday.
I love being in physical experience. I love knowing the laws of the universe. I love going with the flow. I love knowing how this all works. I love knowing that we are independently responsible for our own alignment. I love interacting with so many other fellow humans, like my own daughter and like so many others who are adding to the evolution of this planet. I like being out of the vortex because I like the desire that is born from it. I like knowing that we are all evolving, ever-evolving beings, and I like knowing that there is no end to that which we've become. I love knowing that I have a source energy within me who is looking at all of this and feeling good while they look on. I love knowing that the Abraham within me is aware of everything that I'm doing. I love knowing the source energy is tending my vortex. I love knowing that vibrational reality that I have been creating, that I and my daughter have been creating. I love knowing the source is tending it. I love knowing that well-being abounds. I love knowing that the well-being is the strongest vibration in the universe. And I love knowing that even though sometimes that we get out of whack, that the strong vibration of well-being is the dominant vibration. And no matter how it looks to anyone at any time, well-being is the order of the day. I love knowing that life on this planet is getting better and better and better. And I love that I found a way that I can feel the harmony of my being most of the time. I want everyone to be joyful. I want everyone to be prosperous. And I love knowing that we live in a time-space reality where that is possible. I love knowing that it is not my responsibility for what they're doing, that it's only my responsibility for tending to my own vibration. But I love tending to my own vibration and being an inspiration to others to help them feel better too. I love knowing about the laws of the universe. I love having ridden in on this wings of well-being into this time-space reality. I love my human physical part in all of this. I love my non-physical part in all of this. I love the well-being of my time-space reality. I love knowing that all is well. I want more of this. I want to wake up every day feeling good. I want to wake up every day feeling good and getting in the vortex as quickly as possible. I want to know that when I'm not in the vortex, that it doesn't even matter that I'm not in the vortex because I know the vortex exists and I know how to get in the vortex. So not being in the vortex is no big deal. I can get in the vortex anytime I want. There are some subjects that's really easy to get in the vortex and some subjects it's harder to get in the vortex. And my work is to figure out the subjects that are harder to get in the vortex and either avoid them or make them easy to get in the vortex. This is really going to be fun. This is the creative work that I've come here to do. This is what I am. I'm a master of molding the energy, and I do it with the power of my mind, and I'm getting better at it every day. And I love the fact that there is so much resource. The energy that creates worlds will flow through me. I love the idea of being in the vortex, all tuned in, tapped in, turned on, and focusing upon anything and everything and watching the improvement that I am showering through my attention to it happening right before my eyes. I love my creative power. I love being the creator of my own experience. Hey, that feels pretty good, doesn't it? Yeah.
That was really good.
That was sort of like, hey, Dad!
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed. Further back? Yes. Sometimes this finger points at many people at the same time. Sometimes we point over there and they come from over there.
Okay. I have kind of a two-part question.
Get into the microphone so they can hear you.
Okay. Yeah. I get confused between staying in the vortex and thinking and feeling good thoughts. And I'm also in therapy. So I get confused between when I should do that or when that's actually just being denial and skipping over necessary sadness or grief.
Well, when you get in the vortex, you'll be denying a lot of